This show is brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. Wouldn't you rather have a bank that puts the experts back into expertise? Search Nedbank Bigger Picture Business Banking.
Ongoing movement in the Capitec share price following news of its 1 billion rand empowerment share scheme for its employees suggests that the market is somewhat skeptical of the plan, which could dilute earnings. The deal is aimed at getting the bank's black ownership to at least 25%. André du Plessis, co-founder and CFO of Capitec, joins us with more detail. Thank you so much for your time, André. Now, I was a Capitec employee around 2012, 2013, and I'm actually wondering, can this deal be applied retrospectively?
Yeah, you should have stayed. You missed out.
I should have. But just going to this deal, I mean, before we get into the shareholder interest, let's start off with the impact of it and also just the deal, the mechanics of the deal when it comes to the employees. So, I mean, we do know that in South Africa, we have a problem where there is a lack of equity ownership for the majority of previously disadvantaged individuals. I mean, what kind of impact from a macro perspective are you hoping this BEE deal will make in terms of contribution to the broader narrative of the economic South African story?
I think the most important thing here is, apart from the fact that we are effectively thanking our staff of what they've gone through over the last 2 years. I think it's been tough. It's been tough, especially for the people that is client-facing. They've been in danger, for that matter, having to work with the public on a daily basis. And once things are getting back to normal, we effectively say thank you. That's the first thing. The second thing is, what the benefit of this is the staff is aligning their interest with that of the shareholders. So if the share price increases, they can see that and they participate in that. And I think it's a wonderful way to be part of the story. And then thirdly, one of the things that we have to do in South Africa is comply to the BEE laws, or even just the undertakings. And we are working very hard to get the management structures right, the board level right, working with suppliers to buy from the right people, and also the shareholding. And it might be a small step still, but we're getting there. At this point in time, we're still quite far away from the 25%. We're just under 20%, but the bottom line is we're working towards it. So it is empowering people at the same time as well.
All right, let's zoom into the deal. These 625,000 new shares to the value of 1 billion rand will be available to qualifying employees. What are the requirements there?
Well, everybody that's been with a company for 3 years will qualify, irrespective of their race. Then, if they've been with the company for 5 years, they will qualify for an additional 15%. And if they are black, they will qualify for an additional 15%. So effectively, if you've been with the company for 5 years and you're black, then you will qualify for 30% more. Everyone can participate, from the most junior person, except for directors and the executive management who already receive share options.
Yeah. Now, I know that employees have the option to fund their share purchases with loans that Capitec is offering. Just walk me through, the terms of the loan in terms of interest rates and also the payment terms.
Okay. So what we are doing is we're issuing 1 billion of capital. And let's suppose the price is 2,000 rand at the time that we're issuing it. The staff will only pay 1,000 rand for the share. We will then issue 500,000 shares, and that other 500,000 will be a loan at repo plus 1%. So it is at a lower rate than the best companies in South Africa can actually loan. After 5 years, they need to repay the loan plus the interest. But in the meantime, the employees are full shareholders, they have full voting rights. They also get a dividend. 50% of the dividend will be paid to them, and 50% of the dividend will be kept to keep the interest rate lower.
Yeah.
After the 5 years, they will effectively have the full share. If for whatever reason the share price decreases below 1,000 Rand, they would not have to exercise their option to take the share or the loan, and they will effectively walk away. So for all practical purposes, there is no downside on the transaction.
Yeah.
I also don't really understand why the market see this as a negative, because the watering down of the shareholding is less than 0.4%. Maybe if more people really understand the transaction, people will see it as very positive. Because I think if you take your sales force with you, it can only be good for everyone.
We have 1 minute, Andre, and just as a parting question, I mean, you're the co-founder of Capitec, and you're leaving the company in June after 22 years, and you're actually leaving it now with Capitec being South Africa's biggest bank by market value. I mean, just what would you like to say about your contribution and where you are leaving the bank? I mean, in the words of Jeremy Sampson from Brand Finance Africa, he says that Capitec gatecrashed the Big Four.
Well, all we really did was to really think very carefully of what customers want. And part of our motto is not to give people what we have, but give people what they want. And I think a parting message is we've always invested heavily in the people that joined the company afterwards. And I've got no doubt that the new management and the person taking over from me, Grant Hardy, will take the bank to next levels.
All right, thank you very much for your time, Andre, and all the best in terms of your future endeavors or period of relaxation. That was co-founder and CFO of Capitec, Andre du Plessis.
This show was brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. Wouldn't you rather have a bank that puts the partner back into partnership? Search Nedbank Bigger Picture Business Banking.